Good morning.
Good morning.
Good day. I say good day, sir.
This is
Magoobi Radio Hour.
And you are listening to
91.5
WMFO. FM. WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
No, you were even looking at the thing.
I was reading it
and
I biffed it.
I looked away. I said, I don't need to look at it this time.
I like to look at it. It helps me.
Well, clearly it didn't this time.
Shoot.
It's
too many letters.
It's too many random letters. Who picked them?
Well, Medford.
English.
All right.
Okay.
What did we listen to?
Everything's just symbols.
Yeah, what was that?
We just listened to a dive bar named Nirvana.
You know, the artist is Dog Park, and I read the title as Dog Park named Nirvana.
I think that's their like acoustic coffee house version of this song.
Is that a joke?
I don't get it at all.
It really didn't hit for me. I saw your eyes. You were like, I want you to laugh. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Shoot.
Can't
win okay.
More.
That's all right. That's okay. That's okay. Some's got to be duds.
Yeah. That's okay. And what's next, Noah?
Help me, Rhonda.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things. Their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The other's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty thing.
You didn't hear that.
Psych.
We're back.
Did not hear that.
Did not hear it. Okay.
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 That was, oh, you pretty things, David Bowie.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Don't.
All right.
Don't.
Should we pass our ideas?
Yeah. I think we got to pass our ideas around.
For.
Wait.
Sorry. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
No. You're really gonna make me say that?
Yeah, what's do you wanna read out the first idea?
Listeners, I'm rolling my eyes. No more abortions. I think Max just wanted me to say that.
I just wanted you to say
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you,
Eitan. Of course.
No, I think No. So this idea is called, this is Max R's idea. Bring. This is nails, sweater, fan. What do they have in common? That was a hard question.
Nails, sweater, fan.
What do they have
in common? What do they have in common?
It's like connections.
Yeah. Okay. Is that a question you're asking, or is the name of the idea nails, sweater, fan? What do they have in common?
That's the name of the idea. Mm-hmm. I know what they have in common. This is for you to guess.
Mm. Is it sort of a... Okay, wait. Let's think this
through. Okay.
Sweater. You wear it when it's cold. Nails, you have them always. Fan, for when it's hot.
Are these things that are maybe annoying if they're on too long? Like if your nails get too long and you want to clip them, if your sweater's itchy and
yeah,
the fan
she's
has
nodding.
Been on
that
for
is
too
the
long?
One. That's right.
Hey, I know you.
That's right. He's the one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like if any of those are off, even in a little bit of a way, it's like it will drive you insane and you won't know it.
Mm. Yeah. Same with rings.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or having a pant, like pants with a seam that juts out a little bit too
tag
much.
Tag on your shirt.
It's just like you won't know what the problem is, but you will slowly or very rapidly just devolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had definitely, definitely nails, definitely sweater. I guess I don't have that as much. With thank you, Max. With fan, can you
I
say
think
a little
I
more about
I think
that?
I'm mostly talking about like stove fan.
Oh,
like
of
a like vent fan.
Oh yeah.
Not so much like just like a box like room fan. No, I love my box fan, but It's mostly just like the overhead stove fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really does it.
Or even just turning it from high to low. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was living in a bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
that fruitful.
One. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well.
What's next? Wait, do we want to do another idea or do we want to do a song?
Hey, let's do a little song break.
Yeah. Okay.
Song break.
Break for song.
Max, it's your song.
It is?
Yep.
What is... Oh, it's Someone Get the Grill Out of the Rain.
Ah!
By MJ Lenderman.
Someone get the grill out of the rain. You could drink it all. Such a buzz that grill should rust. Precious memories are the ones that suck and just can't get enough. Someone get a grill. Circus is coming through. Everybody knows that when you purchase a ticket, you expect to get a show. Or take a look at me. I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. The cost to hang around. So take a look at me. I'm just a clown. The Joker stands in the middle and turns a trick for you. Because sometimes you know it's better to be thought of as a fool. Or take a look at me. I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me. I'm just a clown. Look at me, I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown.
on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
Song.
That was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel.
Love that song.
And before that, you heard I'm Just a Clown by Charlie Crockett, which is of special significance that
is
I was
that really?
Speaking about for a moment. Yes. Because it's tradition in my family, started by my mom, so long-standing, multi-generational tradition, that every
been
semester...
Been in your family for years.
Been in my family for years, probably 30 years.
Awesome.
That every semester you do a song of the semester... you turn on the radio, because that's when this was started. They had radios. And whatever
radios.
Song is on dictates your semester. So I'm Just a Clown is the first one I ever had at Tufts.
Aww.
And now it's the last day of classes, so I thought, why not bring it full circle?
Play it again. What's your one for this semester?
I don't remember. Let me look.
Also, like, what channel, what radio station do you...
WXPN, which is the Philly, alternative music station. Is it going to take a second to find?
That's okay. Do you have a playlist of all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet.
For this semester, it was Love Her Madly by The Doors.
Huh.
That was the WXBN one. So, I'm going to be honest, haven't listened to it since I shuffled it that day, but I'm sure I will.
No worries.
Someday.
That's okay. No worries.
Yeah. No worries.
It's symbolism.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, we just heard it.
Well, I mean, oh, yeah.
So, there you go.
Shoot.
Well, there we go.
All right.
Should we do Noner?
Yeah.
Okay. This idea. I don't know if I want to.
I did think about how it would sound bad, but it's not.
Okay. Teacher ammo.
Kind of hard to guess on that one.
What?
Is it like when a teacher gives a comeback to a kid and you're like building ammo throughout the whole semester of like stupid things that the kids have done?
More in reverse, it's like
you start to build up like things that you've noticed about like your teacher that like, oh, maybe wait, they're actually like a human.
Oh no, not at all. I've just been thinking about, since this is coming for me in my life perhaps, where I will be in the position of being the teacher, and I was thinking of especially in elementary school, I feel like when you learned like one weird thing about your teacher, it was like immediate, it was like, oh, like I can use this. And so it was just like justification for like if you're already annoyed, like and like I think that's also the sort of thing that gets like passed around from child to child and becomes kind of like folklore. It was common practice to complain about the music teacher in my elementary school by being like, well, I think she wears a wig. I think her hair is a wig.
Oh, my God.
It's really weird. Wow. And, like, that just became like, oh, yeah, she's annoying. And also, like, I think she wears a wig.
Oh, my God.
And it just became codified. Or, like, in middle school when my math teacher meant to say you're on the cusp between an A and a B, and she said you're on the crisp. And I was like, well, she's done. I mean, I just can't respect a thing she says. She thinks I'm on the crisp.
You're on the crisp. What do you think the kids are gonna do for you?
I mean, I think there's probably a million things that they could say for me.
Like when you fell over?
Like when I fell over. I fell over at a summer camp job off a table. Actually, it was kind of like a low, like, basically coffee table that was in the lobby, and I sat on the edge of it to help a kid tie his shoe, and it just kind of tipped over and I fell off, and there were about 28 year olds in front of me.
But you kind of need stuff like that to like keep the like collective morale up.
That's true. Give them something to talk about.
Exactly. Give them something
to talk
about. This was something with one of my high school teachers. He went to, I don't even know, like what call it, like Hobart William and
Hobart and William Smith College.
Yeah, that one. Was there like some form of like a sex cult associated with it?
I don't
remember what school it was, but apparently there was some sex cult scandal, and it turned into
maybe not for the radio
that he was a part of it. He wasn't.
Wow.
But
I mean,
that's
what
one
thing can ruin your life.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Yep.
No worries.
The next song you have requested.
Yes, it's from my mom. Shout out my mom. She's listening. It is called Forever Your Girl.
Bye.
Paul Abdul. Oh.
in the 21st century when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment.
Shoot.
A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often just take a few minutes. Less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones.
While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often, that'll do the trick.
Wow.
So, when something of yours breaks, consider fixing it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it.
You could tell you what I'm thinking about. Oh, I wish that I could walk in to your house. No one else around except for you and me. Those summer windows open, breathing deep. I wish that I could tell you that I could use a hand. Oh, I wish that I could write it like Towns Van Zandt. Maybe you could be the bandit, I'll remain the fool. You can lead me up the mountain, I'll be a real good mule.
What was that?
What was that?
That was Summer Windows by Slaughter Beach, comma Dog.
I liked that a lot.
And what happened before that?
It was yours.
Oh. Stranger Over Time.
Ask yourself.
David Byrne and Brian Eno.
Crossword.
Crossword.
Legend. Hey, Crossword.
Hey, Crossword.
So we got one last idea here.
We got one last thing. And it's Max's. And I'm really loving the name of it.
Thank you.
This is... The Collective Effervescence of the Green Line.
Yes.
Wow.
So this is more of a story, but...
Can we guess?
Oh, yes. Go right ahead.
Well, I guess we can't guess the story. Well, I remember Collective Effervescence from Myth, Ritual, and Symbol.
I think I need a really quick down and dirty definition of effervescence.
It's like kind of like a bubbliness and like people talk about a drink being effervescent. Like it's... Woo! But okay. In sociology or anthropology, it's like collective effervescence is like kind of the amazing thing that happens when you're in a group of people and you have a group experience, like being
okay,
at
gotcha.
A concert or church.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. I see. I can see how this. I'm maybe starting to see connections.
Mm-hmm.
How this could be applicable for the Green Line.
Yeah, I feel like people are often going somewhere. Exciting on the Green Line?
Yeah, or it's like there's like a Red Sox game or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
or maybe it's just because it's like people are leaving from Tufts, so it's a bunch of like Tufts people and they're like, I don't know, going out on the town for the night.
Yeah, or it's like like if it's like if like the green line is like not working well,
and it's like got stuck on the green
line. It's like stopped and it's like stuck, or it's like going really slow, or it's like being really loud. Then that's like a collective mentality.
Oh yeah, like when I was last time I was on the green line, it went around a really sharp curve and I heard a bunch of people go, "Whoa!"
Yeah, this was inspired by my Marathon Monday experience on the green line, where it took us like 2 hours to get from one stop to two stops.
Yes, I heard about this.
And there were little children around me. There was like a bunch of little six-year-olds, and they were using my legs as the bars to hold on to.
That's really, really cute.
And so it was sort of just me and these parents who sort of had this shared experience of like, oh,
what can you
stuck
do?
Stuck with the kids, like, oh,
yeah,
crap.
Oh, gee.
And it reminded me of when I went to the Women's March in 2017. Stick with me here. And we got stuck on the metro, and my dad started singing "This Land Is Your Land," and the whole car joined in.
Wow, that's
awesome. So it's sort of this, collective. Stuck on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, well, you can't do anything, so might as well, like, enjoy the time.
Yeah.
Might as well, like, make a new friend.
And I was making friends with these people. They were like, does this happen a lot? And I was like, yeah, you know, the tea.
That's how it goes. Because they were visitors.
They were visitors. Oh. And they were like, where do you go to school? And I was like, Tufts. And they were like, we were just bonding. And they were like, do you know our hotel? And I was like, no. But
that actually fills me with so much excitement and joy.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really sweet. And, you know, at one point we were stuck underground. And this guy, every time we moved, this guy was like, show me the platform, show me the platform, show me the platform. And, like, everyone around him was, and then was cheering. And then when we finally got there, everyone started clapping and woo. And then we all got off the train because we were like, we're just going to walk to where we need to go.
Awesome.
This is awesome. Wait, I had a similar experience in New York when, I don't remember why the train was stopped, but it was like, just like the, you know how they're like always like the subway performers. And like typically no one really like pays all that much attention to them unless they're about to like get kicked in the face. Like you'll get like some applause from the crowd, but we were like stuck on the train for a really long time. And then this performer was like going back up and just like did another show. And then everyone was like actually really invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like was like it was a really great audience for it.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I'm always hoping that I make friends on Amtrak. And I don't often, but there is like a camaraderie in Amtrak. Like a lot of times I need someone to help me put my bag on the rack. And then I'm always like, ah, oh, yeah, it's so heavy. And like, yeah. There was one time that I felt like there was a lot of bonding in my car because somebody must have like gone to the bathroom and left their phone behind because there was an alarm going off for like maybe 5 minutes straight. And everyone was like looking around and like, can you believe this?
Yeah.
Who would leave their phone on like that? It was very special.
Ugh.
My dad is listening, and he said, you called me out. Shout out, Gary.
Shout out, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah.
You.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
Next is Max, your song.
Oh, yes. Which is, I forgot what I have next. I'm so sorry. Hand Me Downs by Florence Road. Yay.
Into the dark, back through my about it, some of the time, only some of the time. It's part of my bones, given to me. Guess I'll take it and go. I'll take it and go.
until we were.
It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, over.
so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes guts to be gentle and kind over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 oh. Mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, oh, oh. Mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, oh, oh. Mother,
standing on the corner with a nickel or a dime, there used to be a rail car to take you down the line. But too much beer and whiskey to ever be employed. And when I got to Nashville, it was too much soldier's joy. Wasted on the wayside, wasted on the way.
Time for us to say goodbye.
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 This is
Magoobie Radio Hour,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I won't be able to be here next week, so
shoot.
This is my final farewell.
Darn.
Bye, Max.
Bye, Max.
Love you guys.
This is our penultimate show.
Yeah.
So catch us next week.
Yeah. Or if we decide to sub.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened.
You know what? Maybe we will.
Yeah.
You
never know where you'll find us.
All right. Enjoy some jelly
Welch.
Bye-bye.
In Frisco, in a brand new pair of shoes, I'm sitting here in Nashville with Norman's Nashville Blues. So come all you good time rounders, listening to my